How does a Rolo sound, Adam? I ask, super polite. Our Arctic ration packs include many more varieties of chocolates and sweets than the standard Western European pack. Rolos among them. I like Rolos, as do most of us. In fact, they're considered a bit of a delicacy. I proffer my packet. Oh, I couldn't possibly take one of yours, says Adam. You must have one of mine. He digs into a pocket, takes out his Rolos and offers them to me. I insist. Oh no, I couldn't possibly accept that. I've had mine first. I'm about as scared as I've ever been. 4 RG jets with us in moments. Adam and I and Brigade HQ, he and I are at that moment Brigade HQ, have to be a top target. So the pair of us continue to debate whose Rolos we should eat. Anything to take our minds off what is coming next. Anyone who nonchalantly watches TV news footage of civilians being shelled or bombed in Syria or wherever ought to sit on a concrete floor with the sound of approaching bombers low overhead. Man's cruelty to his fellow man. In fact, I prefer not to watch it. It can become overwhelming. We're still discussing this important issue when Fitzroy erupts. Gunfire everywhere, machine guns, 50 cals, GPMGs, even Stirling submachine guns, I learn later. I lie there waiting for the worst, muscles tensed, sounds of planes roaring beside and overhead. Low, then silence. Back on the radio to the Welsh guards, confirm 4 planes. Yes, they confirm 4 planes. And yes, shouts from the trenches outside, 4 planes went past. Air raid over! Everyone wanders back in. Some look very chipper to have loosed off their weapons in anger, chatting about it. No suggestion of first reading the RG's the yellow card before they squeezed the trigger, I note. The Welsh and Scots guards are claiming hits from their 50 cal machine gun sections. Chunks were seen coming off the aircraft. It is later, after the war, confirmed that all 4 were damaged by small arms ground fire. None knocked down, though, and they just make it back to the mainland. We go back into our routine. Welsh guards, 4 more Skyhawks. I again hear gunfire from their end as they talk to me. Heading towards you. Air raid red, this from me. Here we go again, I think. Gut knotting as the shed empties and Adam and I get back under our table. We both reach for our packets of Rolos, ready to resume our time and fear-deadening debate.